sex symbol, or great lover? Which one do you want to be?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey.
Yeah, Cindy Crawford's a sex symbol because of her outward beauty.
Britney Spears, she's elusive.
I would say Tom Cruise is a good example.
I think Madonna's a good example of that for the world.
I'm told that a TV talk show host was once interviewing a famous Hollywood actor, a man known for his prowess with the opposite sex. At one point, the host asked him, "What makes a great lover?" "Two things," he said. "First of all, it's a man who can satisfy one woman over a lifetime. And," he added, "it's a man who can be satisfied with one woman for a lifetime." What a great answer from an unlikely source. To build an intimate marriage, you and your spouse have to deny yourselves. You need to appreciate each other's differences, and you need to seek to please each other more than yourselves. One final thought. Why don't you make it a day that's completely devoted to pleasing your husband or your wife in the way that you know he or she really wants to be treated? I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Romantic Advice on Real Family Life.